Sonoma County Focus.
And welcome back to another episode of Sonoma County Focus. My name is Jeff Woodworth, and I am joined in studio today by another Jeff, Jeff Peters, the Northern Sonoma County CERT Program Manager. Jeff, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. So CERT, right? Community Emergency Response Team. How did you find yourself in this position, right? It's a nice ambiguous question to open up the interview, but tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in community emergency response.
Well, you all recall back, if we go back to 2017, we had some fairly large fires in the area. Mm-hmm. I was at that time the head of a group called COPE in northern Sonoma County in the Asti, Cloverdale area. COPE is citizens basically preparing for emergencies, citizens organized to prepare for emergencies. And we had a lot of people had almost no training whatsoever, but they saw the fires, and we had a fire come fairly close to us. It happens that I had a fire engine that I used for irrigation in my olive farm, and we ended up deploying the fire engine up to the pocket fire, which was up near the Asti Cloverdale area. And to make a very long story short, we saved about 200 homes.
Oh, wow.
And so we all decided we needed a lot more training.
Yeah.
So I found out from the fire department that there is this CERT operation that actually started in Los Angeles after a major earthquake in Los Angeles. They realized that there are just never enough fire officials to respond to a major emergency, and they wanted to train civilians to be prepared to help. And they started that in Los Angeles. That was the very first CERT operation. It spread throughout the entire United States. In fact, now it's all throughout all of the northern continent. So it's in Canada and elsewhere. And basically, what happened was Sonoma County had CERTs. California was one of the first to adopt CERTs all over the state. Sonoma County had CERTs, and then there was an incident where somebody got in an automobile accident and they sued the sponsoring CERT organization. And California being a little bit of a litigious state, what happened essentially is all the CERTs in the whole Sonoma County closed down. Over one lawsuit in Petaluma.
Okay.
And basically, when I got in on the scene in 2017, it took till 2019 to get it organized, I said, I'm going to start a new one. And I found two fire chiefs in northern Sonoma County, both of whom were used to working with volunteers and really felt that volunteers and citizen involvement was really critical. And they agreed to sponsor us. Any CERT has to have a sponsoring fire department. And so we had to make sure that we were sponsored by a fire department. So we were sponsored by Cloverdale Fire and Northern Sonoma County Fire. And so I went to Los Angeles and got trained as a, first as a CERT. I went to Marin County and got trained there because there were no programs in Sonoma. And then I went to Los Angeles and got trained as a program manager and an instructor. And so I started the CERT program.
Is it like a rigorous training? Like what do you go through in the CERT?
It's 28 hours of training. It's what ever since it used to be 28 hours in person. Then after COVID, we did 12 hours of online training, and then we did 16 more hours of in-person training, but it's still 28 hours. And it includes search and rescue. It includes first aid. It includes CPR, AED. It includes what's called incident command system, which is how the entire fire and emergency response systems work together. You have to understand how that all works. We teach emergency radio communications. There's a whole bunch of different classes and modules.
And you're doing all that in 28 hours.
We're all doing that in 28 hours.
All right.
And then there are 12 advanced classes.
Okay.
So if you graduate from the basic CERT course, you get your license that you are an actual California disaster service worker, so that you can actually provide services and you actually get covered by workers' compensation from the state of California if CERT is activated to go into an emergency. So it's FEMA curriculum, it's the state of California workers' compensation, and it's under the authority of the fire department. My boss is whoever the incident commander is. So we do what they tell us to do. We go where they tell us to go. There are a lot of things that we can do to support the fire department. So, for example, if you've ever been near a large wildfire, after they put out the wildfire, they very often station a fire truck and a crew there for 24 to 48 hours.
To make sure it doesn't...
To make sure there's no flare-out. Exactly. So instead of having a fireman do that, we can do that.
Oh, okay.
So we could be stationed there. Now the fireman either gets some rest...
Or go fight another fire. Yeah, okay.
And that's the whole idea. To give you an example, during the LNU Lightning Complex fires that we had here, the response time to a 911 call was 6 hours.
Oh.
Okay, you're used to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The response time was 6 hours. And the reason was everyone was everywhere.
Yeah.
And everyone was busy. That's a situation where we come in and start performing roles that are junior roles for the fire department that they don't have to have a fireman do it. We can do that for them because we've been trained to do it.
Okay.
So we've been trained to do damage assessments. We've been trained to do first aid. If there is a what's called a mass casualty incident, that means when you have a whole lot of victims and very few responders, in a mass casualty incident, we've been trained to go in and do what's called triage. That's separating the people who need immediate medical care from the people that are just minor wounded.
Okay.
Or maybe people have a broken arm, but that's a delay. They're not going to die of a broken arm.
A little banged up, but not life-threatening.
Exactly. Yeah. And our job is to go in and separate people into those three categories. And basically make it easier for the ambulance people or the helicopter rescue people to come in and take the immediate people that need immediate help as opposed to taking just anybody. So that's an example of the stuff that we do to support the fire department and emergency response.
So you said that CERT is part of FEMA, and you getting this organized, you went through your 28 hours of training in Marin to Southern California, now back up here in Sonoma County. What was like one of the biggest challenges with kind of piecing this together and getting this thing rolling? Like, you've gone through the training, you're ready to get it moving, but like, what were certain roadblocks or issues that you found building this thing?
Well, the first thing you should note is it's 100% volunteer operation.
Okay.
And there's nobody paid.
Okay. So you're doing this literally just for the good of mankind and your community.
Yeah. That's it. And ultimately, we incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit because we are a nonprofit and we're community based. So the first thing you do is you have to get volunteers. And everybody, of course, is busy, and people ask them to volunteer for all kinds of different things, but you have to get volunteers. We did recruit teams. We started training. At this point, 6 years later, we've trained over 350 people in Sonoma County. So many of them do not take training so that they, in turn, can volunteer. Many of them take training for their own protection of their family and their neighbors. So there's a lot of, you know, I want to go through the whole training, but I don't necessarily plan to volunteer if there's a major earthquake.
Yeah, I just want to be prepared for my own.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. So I would say about a third of the 300 plus people that we've trained are actual real volunteers who are going to come out to help their not only their neighbors, but also help more broadly.
Yeah. That's frustrating, but that also at the same time, that's kind of human nature,
right? It is.
To look after yourself and your immediate.
Anytime you can get somebody trained to be prepared, they're going to be a lot safer and a lot less demanding on the fire services and the emergency services because they have that training.
It's self-sufficient.
I mean, and frankly, they use the training not just in emergencies. Well, let me rephrase that. They use it not just in major disasters. They use it in small emergencies. So, for example, imagine that you've been trained in first aid and CPR AED, which we do every day. We're also a Red Cross provider, so we do Red Cross CPR AED training, both adult and pediatric. We do the same thing in first aid. We do that for people that don't want to go through 28 hours of CERT training.
Okay.
So we just train people free in first aid and CPR. Well, I had a class just last weekend with a group of about 8 people, and we went around the room, and 2 of them had done CPR for real, 1 twice for real, and had saved 2 lives.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing. And that's not a major mass casualty or a wildfire or an earthquake. That's just somebody went down.
Yeah.
And they had the knowledge of what to do in terms of first aid and also CPR. So the idea that you're prepared as just a civilian to help your neighbor is pretty powerful.
Yeah. I remember growing up, I wanted to be a lifeguard, and they were like, oh, you got to go through first aid and CPR training. I was like, but I don't know where to do that. So it's cool that we've got a program now that's going to be able to, like, at least provide that type of training. Not, and again, going back to the human nature thing, my own selfish desire of wanting to be a lifeguard, but, you know, it's just good to know in general, because it could be, like you were saying, you could be walking down the street and somebody goes down and you're able, that's a success story because you're able to save somebody right there.
That's absolutely correct. And I've done CPR for real twice in my life. Hopefully not have to do it again, but if it happens, I'll be ready.
It's got to be a terrifying experience.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, you go back to your training. It's sort of muscle memory. You remember what you need to do when the time comes because you did get training. It's interesting because only 1% of the population of the United States has any emergency training.
That's wild.
So if you think about it, those are the people that you're going to be relying on. Mm-hmm. And if in Sonoma County, if we have a major earthquake, the lines of fault lines cross 101 four times.
Oh.
So oh, no. You know, it may well be quite a while before anybody gets there to help.
Yeah.
And so having the ability, I mean, and let's say you're at home and you got a family, you got some kids. A chest of drawers is not fastened to the wall, and your three-year-old, chest of drawers falls on your three-year-old. Do you know how to save that kid's life? Do you know how to help them with first aid? Do you know how to make sure that if they broke a bone, that break does not get worse?
Yeah.
This is all just basic first aid stuff. But if you have that training, you know how to take care of that child until such time as help can arrive. Okay. And that might not be in 4 minutes. That might be an hour or two later.
Yeah, yeah.
And so being able to help people out in an emergency is a great skill.
You're telling me. Jeff Peters of the Northern Sonoma County CERT program. He's program manager. We were talking community emergency response team. And I brought you in because we got your bona fides and we know that we were talking to the right man here. There is going to be a Sonoma County Wildfire and Earthquake Expo happening this weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And you were saying that on Saturday there is a simulation?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me what goes on in the simulation. So this is where you get to kind of test the training that you got?
That's right. It's kind of a graduation exercise for the newly trained people.
Okay.
And it's a refresher exercise for the previously trained people. But basically what we do is we simulate an earthquake situation. So we have car crashes, where vehicles have run into each other of different types and sizes. We have simulated structures that have failed, like a concrete wall has fallen on somebody. We have other areas where there's just debris and falling. And we have people with different kinds of injuries. Mm-hmm. And we have a whole bunch of volunteers that come in to be victims.
Okay.
And this year we have the folks from the Blood and Scream House. I can't remember the exact name.
Blind Scream?
We have those folks who are actually fairly sophisticated artists. And they make these people up with the injuries that are typical. So in this case, they'd be maybe a compound fracture of the arm.
Okay.
Or a deep laceration in the leg. Or bleeding from the head. Or whatever it might be. Something falling on their head and so forth. So they make them up as real as possible. And we ask the victims to be actors. So we say, like in one case we were practicing last night, it was a four-year-old girl. And she's screaming, "Mommy, where's my mommy? Where's my mommy?" Which would be typical of a four-year-old girl who got a broken arm. Okay, what we do is we're trying to create an environment where the rescuers get distracted. Mm-hmm. Because there's noise, there's confusion, there's chaos, and so forth. And they have to abide by their training of what they're supposed to do to help the greatest number of people in the shortest amount of time for the good of the everybody.
Yeah.
And so that they have to learn how to do that. And so we create an environment where they have to go through that exercise, and they do it with the fire department. So we're not trained to do things like jaws of life or cut open vehicles that are crashed. So the fire department will come in, they'll cut open a vehicle or use the jaws of life, open up a vehicle, then they'll hand the victims out to us. And we have to do triage of the victims, because there are more victims than there are rescuers. And we basically triage those victims and classify them as immediately needing medical care, or they can wait, and so forth. And then we take them back to our medical operations area, where the ambulances line up. But for example, at Saturday's exercise, the ambulances can't make it because of the earthquake road closures.
Okay.
So we have a helicopter coming in.
Oh, okay.
So the sheriff's helicopter will come in, and we'll load a patient on the helicopter to theoretically go to the hospital.
Oh.
And so they'll get what it's like to be in a real situation. And that's basically a training exercise for our people and for the fire department. We also have the animal technician folks coming in. And these are animal services folks that are going to come in and inject animals. Because in a real situation, people travel with their pets. Yep. They're out walking with their pets and so forth. Earthquake happens. Sometimes the pets are just docile and they just want to be with their master, and that's fine. But sometimes the pets get very scared and nervous and defensive. Mm-hmm. And so now you need animal control to come in and take that pet so that you can provide the help to the first aid to the victim, the human victim. Our job as CERTs is to work with the human victims, the animal control people, and the certified animal rescue teams come in, and they actually provide services for the animals.
Okay.
There are also animals that get injured, like livestock.
Oh, yeah.
And so they do the rescue and the work with the livestock. So there's all kinds of putting all this together with the fire department, the animal rescue people, and the CERT people.
Yeah.
And it's a big exercise. It's the largest one, I think, in Sonoma County. And it's held every year the day before the big expo event, which is the other event for the public.
And I imagine there's got to be different protocol. When you brought up the livestock, that kind of light bulb went off. It's like you're probably not going to approach sheep, horses, cattle the same way that you would, you know, a dog or a cat. So I'm that's just random thought that I had there. Like, oh, wow, that's another added layer of the things.
And they're
that you
trained.
Don't.
They're trained to exactly know the difference, and also they're trained to know when a horse is docile and able to be approached, and when a horse is very nervous and potentially dangerous.
Yes. Okay. All right. So this is Jeff Peters from the Northern Sonoma County CERT. He's the program manager. We were just talking about the simulation that's going to be happening on Saturday. Now, the expo happens on Sunday at the fairgrounds as well. What can people expect at the expo?
The expo is basically an event for the whole public. We've designed it for the public.
Is it free to attend?
It's free to attend.
That's a big one.
Absolutely.
That's a big one. That'll get more people
in
the door.
Not only is it free to attend, but if you come early on Sunday morning, the Kiwanis Clubs of Northern Sonoma County are cooking breakfast.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
You get a free breakfast along with it.
Yeah, right.
The doors open at 10 o'clock on Sunday. There are over 100 vendors there. And basically, we call them vendors, but they're really, many of them are nonprofit organizations. They're not actually selling anything. They're there to help you learn about how to be prepared and things like that. There are people there that are commercial vendors as well. There's lots of demonstrations, things that, like, for example, CERT. We're doing CPR AED hands-on training. You don't get certified. We do Red Cross certification as well. But for this event, you just get a half an hour, and you learn to do CPR and AED right there. And then the next half hour, you learn fire extinguisher training.
Oh,
and then back to CPR AED. So every half hour, we're going to do training for whoever's there. And we do it in English and in Spanish. It's all free, and basically you can learn a life-saving skill just while you come to the fair. There's also kids' area. The kids read safety literature. So, like, one of the more popular books is Where is Pedro? in both Spanish and English, and basically it's about safety.
Okay.
And it's a coloring book, and the kids can do that. We have people there that are going to actually read the books and be with the kids, so there's a whole kids zone. Kids can jump onto fire trucks.
Okay.
There are going to be 15 fire departments there with equipment. They can get on a fire truck. They can get on top of a bulldozer or at least get close to a bulldozer, depending on whether the firemen let them get on it and so forth. But basically, you get a chance to meet your firemen, meet your local fire department, learn about safety, learn about what you can do to make yourself and your family safe. And, you know, with 100 vendors, and then at noon, there'll be some food vendors there, too, so you can stop and have a bite to eat.
Yeah.
There's seminars. There's all kinds of just different ways of learning stuff. And you come and have a good time. Most of the people, we survey them randomly with an iPad, and we ask them whether they've been there before, and they say they came back every year.
Oh, okay.
Because they bring their family.
Yeah.
It's free.
It's free. It's something to do. You learn something, and it better prepares you and equips you to be, a better tool in the community, you know. And I'm seeing here on the website that Henry One and SoCo One helicopters are going to be there. There's also a shake trailer. I feel like I've heard of that before, but what exactly is a shake trailer?
So a shake trailer is a big long trailer that's made to be sort of like your living room in your house.
Okay.
And you take a seat, like you'd sit on the couch or a cushion or whatever you might, and all of a sudden there's an earthquake and the whole trailer starts shaking and things fall off the wall. And
So
you get to simulate what it would be like in a safe environment, obviously. You simulate what it would be like to be in your house in an earthquake. And it's a great simulation tool.
Yeah. So can you adjust like the Richter scale as to like how big of an earthquake it's going to be?
I can't, but the guys run it do.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious if it's just like, all right, you held your stuff together with, a 5.0. Now here's a 7.5.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ominous with the threat of that we're expecting another big one anytime soon, right? Like recently we just had the anniversary of the 1906, I think.
Yeah.
And that was all over the news. So couldn't be a better time to have this scheduled and equip yourself. Jeff, I got a couple more minutes here. I'm going to turn it over to you. If there's anything that you want to speak to the community, anything you want them to know about CERT, about the expo, about the simulation, why it's important to come out and get this training, the floor is yours.
First of all, everyone's welcome to come to the expo. We're expecting 3,000 or 4,000 people there, maybe even more, depending on the weather.
Uh-huh.
So everyone should come, have a good time, bring your kids. There's plenty for the kids to do. Some of the fire departments have kids run races carrying a fire hose.
Okay.
And things like that. So the kids can have a great time. So it's a great opportunity for you and your family to learn something and be exposed to some safety. In terms of CERT and the Red Cross training, we do Red Cross training anywhere in Sonoma County for groups of 4 or more. It's all free. We bring all of the equipment, the dummies, and everything else, so you can learn CPR, first aid, bandaging, and all that. And we do it free. All we need is it, whether you're a church, a homeowners group, a civic club, whatever you might be, if you got 4 people or more, up to 24 people at a time, we will train you on all of those first aid and Red Cross and CPR and so forth. And then if you're interested in more training, then we train CERTs in basic training. That's 28 hours of training.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you get certified as a California Disaster Service Worker, and you're affiliated with Northern Sonoma County Fire Department and Northern Sonoma County CERT. And if you choose to volunteer, you don't have to volunteer, it's not required, but if you choose to volunteer during a major event, we will actually deploy you under the command of the fire department and the incident commanders to actually help in a real incident. We do things like evacuation traffic control. We do damage assessments. In a red flag warning, we might be manning the various watch cameras that are out there and watching for an ignition. If a fire station is a small rural fire station, like many in the county are, we'll man the telephones for them while they're gone on call. But more importantly, you get all this training. For example, if you live in Casadero, the average response time to a 911 call is 43 minutes.
That
means that you are the first responder until they arrive.
Yeah.
And so what we've done up there is done a lot of first aid training, a lot of CPR, AED training, so that they can help their neighbors until the fire department shows up. So those are all possibilities. We're happy to help anywhere in Sonoma County.
That is Jeff Peters, the program manager of the Northern Sonoma County CERT, and we were talking about the Wildfire and Earthquake Expo that's going to be happening this weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, April 25th and April 26th. The simulation is 10 to 3 as well?
The simulation is 10 to 3 also.
10 to 3, and then the expo on Sunday
is 10 to 3.
Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and speak with me today.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best at this event this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Once again, I'd like to thank Jeff Peters for sitting down and speak with me. Again, he's the program manager of Northern Sonoma County CERT, the Community Emergency Response Team. And there is the earthquake disaster simulation that is happening on Saturday, April 25th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And then there is the Wildfire and Earthquake Expo that is happening on Sunday, April 26th. It's a free event that offers unique hands-on opportunities to learn how county and municipal emergency response teams work together to keep us safe during wildfires, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. You'll also discover how to better prepare yourself to assist in protecting your family, business, property, pets, and livestock. There's also a free breakfast and a free go bag, so lots of incentives here to check out the events happening this weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. That'll do it for us on this week's episode of Sonoma County Focus. I'm your host, Jeff Woodworth. Until next time.